Good evening. Ruchem Abayim, everyone, to the Chai Yachekala of the Mir. And trust me, each and every one of you, that this will be a week of tremendous Chayim, tremendous amount of enthusiasm, and you're going to have just an unbelievable week. When you get home, don't overdo it to your wives, because she may have a little bit hakpada, that you had too much of a good time. But the ability of what we can achieve this week is something very, very special. In yesterday's parsha, it says, Yaakov ishtom yoshev ha'alim. That's a little bit what we've been zochet to be doing this week. However, the word yoshev, if you noticed, is spelled without a vav. And normally when the word yoshev is written in the Torah, Rashi explains in other places, by Ephron, by Lot, it diminishes a little bit what the yeshiva was. So how can you explain that Yaakov Avinu was yoshev oyalim in a diminished way of some sort? So we're all familiar, of course, with the pasuk by David HaMelech, Shifti beveis Hashem, Lachzo is b'noim Hashem, ulevakeh beheicholoi. There's Shifti, and then there's a Biku. Shifti is the real thing. But sometimes you have to come to a place as if you're just a visitor. Because when you come as a visitor, you chap a rein every single moment that you are there. You know you're only here for a number of days. And that is the ultimate way to be shevis b'beis Hashem, is with an attitude that you are here as a bikur. And that perhaps can explain why the vav was mimicked a little bit by Yaakov Avinu. His whole life, he viewed his time in the Beis HaMedrash as a bikur, to chaparayin every minute. Doesn't take it for granted that he has the ability and the schus to sit and learn in the Beis HaMedrash. And neither should we be taking it for granted. We've traveled all these many, many thousands of miles. Difficult trips for some. For me, it's getting a little harder. I came to the fourth Yachekala and been here kimat every year since. It's getting a little harder, the travel, but it's worth every single bit of effort. Because when the Bikur that you will experience this week is something you'll take with you till at least this time next year, if Mashiach has not yet come. This is an unbelievable week. And trust me, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It comes about with tremendous, tremendous organization, tremendous uprooting in a way of the derech, the regular sedarim of the, not the sedarim, but the dining room. This is an active dining room. The floor above is an active dining room. The floor below is an active dining room. If you'll see, we temporarily have put up a tent for the Talmidei Yeshiva to eat just this week. The logistics are huge. There's a tremendous team behind it. And we have tremendous hakaras hatov to the Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita, the Hanholas HaYeshiva Shlita, for what they are doing to enabling us to take the time that we are here and to make it something very, very special. Without further ado, I'd like to invite Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita to welcome us.